Oklahoma City Council approves a $2 billion budget, and the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge marks 125 years of conservation and history. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma City Council has approved a $2.1 billion budget for 2027. The police and fire departments face a 1.4% budget cut, while most other city departments have a 2.4% reduction. The city says the changes in funding are due to slow revenue growth. The budget also includes two new positions in the city manager's office to support work on the MAPS multipurpose arena, which began construction on June 1st. The Oklahoma Supreme Court heard arguments this week over a proposed state question that would eliminate property taxes for people living in homes they own. State Question 843 would phase out those taxes over 3 years, beginning in 2027. Supporters say the measure would let voters decide whether to reduce property taxes and keep more money in homeowners' pockets. Opponents argue the proposal could threaten more than $1.5 billion in local funding, including money for schools, police, fire, and health services. The court is expected to take several months before issuing a decision. Before Oklahoma became a state, President William McKinley established a nature preserve in the Wichita Mountains. As Sarah Lisi reports, the refuge in southwest Oklahoma is celebrating its 125th anniversary and the conservation efforts that have come to pass.
A ceremony commemorating the 125th anniversary of the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge spanned all aspects of time, remembering the tribal nations who called this area home, such as the Kiowa, Comanche, Apache, Caddo, and Wichita. In addition to Comanche Nation citizen Timothy Nevakoya's flute song, the event chronicled the restoration of bison, elk, and prairie dogs, and allowed visitors to consider life 100 years from now in a time capsule project. Mita McCauley, a 66-year-old Texas resident, participated.
I've been coming here since I was a year old.
McCauley says she wants her great-great-grandkids to have what she had, and that the refuge can continue for at least another 125 years. In Lawton, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Tulsa's Public Transit Authority is taking steps to sell its downtown bus station. Ben Abrams reports it's the latest attempt to reimagine the city's center.
The Metropolitan Tulsa Transit Authority, also known as Metrolink Tulsa, uses its downtown station as a central hub for many of its bus routes. But according to the MTTA's June agenda, the authority is looking to sell the station on Denver Avenue and relocate the hub. There have been discussions in the past about selling the station and using it for commercial space. Problems have persisted at the downtown hub due to the high influx of unhoused people who frequent it, angering nearby business owners. The MTTA is scheduled to hold a special meeting next week to vote on the building's possible sale. The public is invited to attend. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.